Oh, we're fun now. We're having fun. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Radio Schmadio. Come on. Well, North Korea's Kim Jong-un vows to restart the chocolate factory. Okay. Well, what do you know?
Live from Kodiak, Alaska to Jackson, Mississippi, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's the funky drummer Clyde Stubblefield, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man with a brain GPS, it's Michael Feldman.
Fantastic. And I get rim shots today because Clyde Stubblefield is here, ladies and gentlemen. The funky drummer. And Mr. Rimshot, as we call him in the business. So, yeah. All right. Let's look at the news, though, and get this over with. All the news that isn't. Satellite photos show massive movements of baking soda and vinegar, which could indicate a North Korean missile launch. I did it. I know you did. I'm taking a bow, but there's no applause. That's what that is. That's just a tick. Call it a tick. In other news, the cruise ship Carnival Triumph sold to Disney Lines, where it will be known as the SS Just Plain Goofy. The president's compromise on gun control, guns, but no bullets. Or vice versa. Work either way. Hard to throw around, I guess. You can buy a round, you can't throw a round. A second Republican comes out for same-sex marriage. I'm hearing wedding bells from the Senate chapel. Of course, it's same-party marriage for Republicans. You understand that? That goes without saying. In North Dakota, life now begins with the gleam in Daddy's eye. South Dakota, of course, now the morning after state. Eight thousand jobs created in March, but they're held only by five or six people. Some double dipping going on there. Warming temperatures melt 1,600 years worth of ice in 25 years, but my wife still won't give me a break. Okay. See if you can get this one. Private parts ink for 3D printers. All but impossible to find. Okay, I didn't think so either. I'd probably take a chance, so gotta take a chance. President Obama calls Kim Jong-un the best-looking minor despot of all. Fired Rutgers coach Mike Rice to guest on Evil Dead. Ooh, okay. He wasn't like that at Marquette, was he? Bushy, Chevy. I don't know, maybe it was. Patty Davis says that today her dad, Ronald Reagan, might have married Sterling Hayden. Okay, I'll put that with that other joke there about the printer parts. While the president tips 5%, Joe Biden refuses to take his furlough days. There's a new lean-in, you know, the lean-in book for women in business. It's a new lean-in book for men. It's called Suck It In. Just made me self-conscious now. Everyone's entitled to a nervous tick or two.
Or two.
I do this, apparently, when I say something that I think is funny. So it doesn't happen that often, but it does happen. When teachers are armed, only outlaws will have teachers. Squid ink, mac and cheese, fails the kids' taste test. Worth a shot. Mainers say that's just how they Zumba up there. Ooh. Thank you for your titter, your nervous titter. The good news, of course, is President H.W. Bush did not Zumba at all while in Maine. So, although Barbara may have. Hard to say. Insiders say the iPhone 6 is going to be prepaid and disposable. A little departure for them. The presidential initiative to map the brain is a no-brainer. There'll be a bitch trying to refold it, I'll tell you that. Just don't send Igor to get one, you know. Marty Feldman. Let's see now. Now if they come up with a manual, we'll be in business, you know. A brain manual, that'd be great. Conservatives say the brain map is a complete waste of money since there's only a hammer and anvil in there. That's the headache brain. Remember that headache brain from years ago? More Americans living together before marriage and fewer after. In the new Finding Nemo sequel, Dory will come out as a flounder. Walgreens clinics expand to intensive care, aisle 6, right next to hair and nails. Hillary's new memoir, It Takes a State Department. She's only going to run in 2016 if they lose those black frame pictures of her. Otherwise, she doesn't stand a chance. In the Associated Press style book, a change, illegal immigrant is now not from around here. The morning after pill, now all ages, and in a rainbow of flavors, wild berry, mango tango, polar ice, and bubblicious, to name just a few, in case you were. KFC now has chicken without bones, although you can still get a side of bones. They're using chickens when they're pipping, of course, because they have no bone. All you Davy Crockett fans probably realize that. And there are many of you still, I feel. Eventually, there'll be no bones, no chicken, just the grease and the Colonel's secret herbs and spices. And that's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. Have a good night for tomorrow and a good yuntin. Okay. All right. Are we doing you now?
What's that?
You.
Me?
You. Do you have a mic you can talk into or something?
Oh, yeah, I have one.
Try talking to that. See what happens.
Well, I thought about it. Yeah. Yes, okay, I got it.
No. Yeah, no, see, that's not so bad.
No, it's not.
That sounds like Clyde.
I can't hear me up here, but it's, I understand.
Yeah. Are you ready to ask the four questions for Passover?
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead.
But you don't know.
No, start with the four questions. At the Passover ceremony, as you know, the youngest asks the four questions about why we are here this night. So just go ahead and do that.
Well, we're here to have a good time. That's number one.
That's not strictly from the Haggadah.
And is here to greet Michael Feldman.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Clyde Stubblefield is joining us here on our stage, on our wonderful, beautiful big stage here at Monona Terrace. And the band here. And Clyde, it's nice to see you.
Hey, it's great to be here, Michael. Michael Feldman, one of the greatest men in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, one of them.
He's hot. He's
but there are several.
It's an honor to work with him. I love working with Michael, so.
Yeah. Have we worked together? I don't recall.
No, this is the first time.
I'm glad you could join us here. Now, you want to introduce your band here, Clyde?
Well, I got my brother, Joe Wickham.
See if he can do it. I'm interested to see that.
Joe Wickham on guitar over here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Joe Wickham over here, Joe.
Dave Goplin on bass.
Oh, man, that's good. Yeah.
Steve Skaggs on the keyboard.
There he is. Steve Skaggs.
Eric Coughlin.
Of course,
on
Eric. Yeah.
And after I attempt to sing this song, we're going to bring up Miss Carrie Daly. Miss Bluehead Lady, Blue-haired, yes.
One of the younger blue-haired ladies you'll see.
This song I recorded a while back, and I redoubled it. So redoubling means someone else done it before I did.
So, uh-huh. We get that.
Thank you. That was going out to my sweetie there, Jody Hannon, yes. She's over there, no frowns. What's that? Yeah, Miss Carrie Daly.
Yeah. Joining the Clyde Stubblefield Band.
Midnight rider. Oh no. show Wickham on the guitar. Are you ready to get on up here? Here we go. Come on, boys. I'll get up. I said, stay on the scene. You got to get on up now. And like a love machine, yeah. Come on, get up. I said, stay on the scene. You got to get on up now. And like a love machine. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You got to shake your arm, yeah. Go on and use your phone. You got to stay on the scene. Just like a loving machine. Well, you got to have the feeling. Sure you both. Together, right on, 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 right on. Let me tell you about the way I like it. That's the way that it is. I say, well, I got my baby, don't you worry about his. Come on, you shake your mind.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI.
That's Carrie Daly.
International.
That's Clyde, the funky drummer. Stubblefield. If you want to sit there. Are you going to?
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
I mean, you don't have. You can sit there.
What? Michael and I get along.
Yeah, we get along.
Oh, yeah, I got to get them out of here, too. You going to help me?
No, I don't do drums. This on?
No.
We can put this on at some point, I guess. I'm the host of the show, you know. Usually they turn on my mic. It depends how the crew is feeling. You know how that goes. Clyde, you can stay wherever you want.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Everything's great. Let Jeff yeah. say something.
What?
Let Jeff say something.
No, Jeff has nothing to say.
Oh, okay.
You've said it all, Clyde.
Well, I appreciate you having us here, Michael.
Let's stay together, Clyde.
Let's stay together, brother.
Yeah.
That's the way the world should be.
Yes. Right. Not too practical. That's not too practical, but it's... Can't all stay together. I mean, a lot of people are going to put them all.
Okay.
I didn't have a chance to go through the cards because I was enjoying that so much. Wasn't that good? That was good. Who put the overalls in Mrs. Epstein's shower? See, if I read this, it wouldn't have made any difference. What?
Chowder.
Oh, in her chowder. I thought it was in her shower. Well, that makes a little more sense. You're one of these fungi people, aren't you?
I wrote that.
Yeah. Too late now. Too late now. It's already written.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Sue me.
You're with the... Why is everyone belligerent? Why is... Immediately it goes legal or ballistic in our country. You notice that? Either legal or ballistic. What?
If you hung out with these people, you would be belligerent too.
Well, I'm belligerent to begin with, so it wouldn't help. You know what I mean? Okay. Can you explain to me why you're all wearing the same shirt that says Spores Gone Wild on it? Very attractive shirts, I might add.
Any way that anyone would understand.
No.
No.
So you're all, you're related to funguses somehow.
And spores.
Spores.
And leaves falling off trees under dead oak trees.
I know what spores are, sir. I just don't know why you're wearing these damn shirts.
It's a family thing.
Okay. So is it the Spore family?
No. The Morrell family.
Morrell family. Boing, light goes on. Boing. Okay.
We're all short.
Our
are you standing yet? I can't tell if you're standing.
No, yeah. I'm on my knees. Yeah. I asked for a raise at work, and they gave me a box to stand on.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah. Okay, all right, yeah. All right.
So you know how bad we're at, yeah.
Okay. Now, so you're a Morrell?
Yes. Maiden name is Morrell. There's seven
maiden
of
maiden name. So Morrells do marry. Yes. They don't just reproduce sexually.
We try.
What? Mitosis.
Mitosis. I used to have that. I took a mouthwash for that.
Cell division.
Cell division. I knew that. Cell multiplication. Cell division. Yes. So where do the Morrells hail from?
The ground.
This was a mistake. You know, but you can't ignore people wearing all the same T-shirt.
Parade of Sheen, Wisconsin, okay, is where we originated, okay, and we've all spread out.
As they will.
That's right.
But you only grow near dead oak trees or something. Is it dead elms?
Yeah.
Dead elms?
Dead elms. Yeah.
So where is your particular dead elm, sir?
My particular dead elm is in North Carolina.
No kidding.
Yes. That's where I live.
It's been a good wind to carry you out there.
Oh, it was an excellent wind.
All right. But the family, the Morrell family itself, started in...
Well, originally...
Earliest Morrell.
The earliest Morrell was in Canada. And migrated to here, to Wisconsin, and we've spread out from there.
Okay, well, I just got to work the row here. I like to work these Morrells. I'm going to scoop you up and put them in a bag and take you home, and I'm going to saute you.
What?
I'm going to saute you.
Oh, good.
A little butter, a little white wine.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Succulent.
So you don't mind.
Very succulent that way, yeah.
Yes. To put a word to it. Which Morrell are you?
I'm the wife of one of the real ones.
Okay. You just married a Morrell.
Yeah, I was an Irishman that married a Morrell.
Okay. Is that you?
Yes, I'm the Morrell.
Which one are you again?
I'm Dennis Morrell.
Okay, Dennis, and you're?
Anita Morrell.
Anita.
I'm her husband, Harlan. I'm the dumbass with the chowder joke.
You're the dumbass with the chowder joke. Okay. And then are you a Morrell?
Well, we can stand up and you can decide.
Yes. Yeah. You have to see the height difference here. This is your actual Morrell, and this is, if you hang around a Morrell, you can be any height.
I'm the Norwegian in-law.
Okay. So which Morrell are you then?
I'm Seal Morrell.
Seal? And are you from which Morrell?
Which Morrells?
What do you call a bunch of Morrells? Which Morrell...
Cluster.
Yes, you know what else is cluster.
Okay. I don't understand the question.
My God, they're spreading even as we speak. The air conditioning is throwing them all over the terrace, ladies and gentlemen. You're which one?
From Richland Center.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Which say your name was?
Seal.
Seal, of course, Seal. And are you, which?
I'm Mary.
This is pretty funny because they all married tall Norwegians. You're Mary? Hi, Mary. You're from the Richland Center cluster? Or?
I'm living in Des Moines now.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I moved out, you know, with the Spores.
From Richland Center?
Prairie du Chien.
Prairie du Chien. Okay.
Prairie du Chien is home for all of us.
Okay. Why do they say Richland Center then? They're trying to. Is it a better zip code or something?
Yeah, I think so. Probably.
Okay. And you're what? You're trouble. I want you on your feet, mister. Yes. Isn't it cute? And mostly the Morrells are female and short. Not in every case, though, right?
No, not always, no. No. Sometimes you have males, too.
I've noticed that, yes. And which one are you?
And I'm Joan.
Joan? Mm-hmm. And are you from the Richland Center or whatever?
From Prairie du Chien.
Prairie du Chien, I'm sorry.
And now living in Maquoketa, Iowa.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing.
The only one.
Yeah, well, that sounds mm-hmm. cool.
We live there because it's hard to pronounce.
Yeah. Now, and so is this a big reunion that's going on?
We heard about your show. Yeah. And we decided to get together, and we
knew you'd get on the air on this show, right?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but no. The shirts help.
Yeah, they help. Yeah, they don't hurt. You
know. No, they don't. No.
And we don't usually get together, so this is the first time in a couple of years.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it was a birthday. Somebody's birthday.
It's birthday. Okay, good. Happy birthday, Anita. Okay. All right, I got a couple more Morels here. Excuse me. And okay.
And you see, this is the reverse.
even when the males marry in the Morels, yeah. We marry taller women. Yeah. So I think you'll see.
It's
that.
Not hard to find.
Oh, it's much better.
And you are.
My name is Tom.
Tom, and you're
Deb.
Deb, you married a Morel. How has it been between you and me, and the wall here, marrying into this old Morel thing?
Oh, lucky boy.
I think if you ask all of us that did, we'd say the same thing.
Okay. All right, let's find out. Who said that? Let me tell you.
It's very interesting. They're very talkative. Obnoxious. I don't know where else to go with that.
Obnoxious, a little strong. Eccentric, maybe.
No. We're married in.
But you find that attractive. That's an attractive quality to you. So you're innoxious, or what would that be? Unnoxious? Is this the one here?
This is the one.
How you doing? You are?
Paul Morel.
Paul Morel. Married to?
Kim.
Kim Morel, now. Right. And, is that everyone?
Yeah. I thought we thrive on darkness and...
what you'd expect.
On bullshit. Yeah,
so for you, it's all darkness and decomposition. In the Morels. Oh, who wouldn't be attracted to that? The Morels, ladies and gentlemen. God bless them all. May they thrive. Oh, we lost a bit. Okay. Yes. But it's one addendum here. Yes.
Ask Seal where your shirt is.
What?
Ask Seal where your shirt is.
Ask Seal?
Well, I changed my mind and brought you Girl Scout cookies instead. But the shirt is in the trunk.
And that's where you're going to put me, and I'll be just Morel food, huh?
One comment.
Yes.
When the four of us girls were growing up, as being a Morel, the guys were always hunting us down in the spring.
I'm sure there's a few more of those jokes if we wanted to stop and think about the Morel. We have something. We had some wine or something.
Sure.
So they can saute one another back in the hotel.
It'll be a thimble full apiece. Wollersheim Winery, makers of the wine of the year at this year's San Diego.
Well,
I don't know if we have one here, but I know we probably have at least four.
Well, can you run? Can you run out and get one?
We have at least four bottles of Wollersheim.
Four bottles is not going to be enough.
I know there are a lot of Morels.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for coming, you guys. Nice to have you here. Floor's gone wild. Nice to see young people at the show. We like to get the younger people here at the show, especially if they're youthful and young at the same. Like this young gentleman. What's your name, sir? How do you spell that? It's kind of. Is that an American name or is that?
That's not my name.
Oh, it isn't. You just, it's an alias or something?
No, no.
Yeah. Let me see if I can guess your name. If I guess your name, will you give me a quarter?
Maybe.
Yeah. Gus. I see you as a Gus.
Yes, yes.
Oh, there. Where's my quarter, Gus? Come on, empty out those little pockets. No, that's all right. That's okay. It was a fix. I knew who you were. So what are you up to these days? Are you in radio?
No.
Yeah. Would you like to be?
I don't know.
All you gotta do is talk. It's really easy work.
I guess so.
Yeah. But I mean, like in school now, like what is your favorite subject?
Gym.
Gym. Gym is very good preparation for a radio career. Because you see me running around here and back and forth and all, you gotta be fit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Do you like any other stuff? I mean, what do you do in gym that you like?
I run around. I run around. Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah. You run around. You do stuff like that.
Do they still do squat thrusts?
I don't think so.
No. You remember squat thrust? What was that? What good does that do you? I hated squat thrust. And then they kept telling me you're supposed to stand, do a handstand. I can't do a handstand. You say, do it up against the wall. Right, then you fall into the wall. And do you have to do stuff like that?
No. Yeah. No. Okay. I don't.
No, you don't. Okay. Well, Gus, great to have you here. Anything else you want to say? Any teachers you want to say hello to?
I don't want to say. Is there any teachers here even?
Okay. All right, we'll leave it at that. Now, I can't leave you out of this. Is there anyone you wanted to say hello to? Maybe the teacher and get some credit for it?
No.
No. Are you here against your wishes?
No.
No. You are here willingly?
Yes.
You are. Doesn't look that way. You are sort of recoiling from. And your name is?
Aiden.
Aiden. How are you? Good.
Good.
And what in school? What do you like these days?
I like art.
Oh, you do. Good for you. Are you a painter, drawer, or?
I sketch.
You sketch. You do. Oh, excellent. Excellent. You think you'll be an artist?
Maybe.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, that's the segment with kids. Oh, wait a minute, dear. What do you want to add to that?
I like math.
You like math? Oh, good for you. What's your name?
Ashlyn.
Was it?
Ashlyn.
Ashlyn?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very pretty name. Oh, what does that mean? What are you doing, Clyde? Clyde fell forward on his cymbals. And math is your favorite subject? What part of math are you into right now? What are you guys doing, like polynomials or anything?
No, we're algebra. Just doing division and multiplication and fractions.
Can you use a calculator?
No.
Well, then what's the point? I mean, we have calculators now. Why even learn it? Or your phone. You got a phone, don't you?
No.
Okay, we got to work on your parents. Nice to meet you, dear.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, we're good. We're going to play the what do you know quiz because, we can't leave you out, can we? Finish the sentence. The best thing about school is?
Science.
Oh, yeah, science? Good. Because right at this general time now in science, you are talking about what?
We were doing stuff about mixtures and making mixtures in science. Mixtures.
Mixtures are good because it's all about mixtures. That's what science is. Do you get to make the mixtures yourself, mix them yourself?
Yes.
And what mixture did you make?
I don't know.
That's how discoveries are made. Uh-huh. Oh, excellent. Maybe you'll be a scientist. And your name is?
Samuel.
Samuel, nice to meet you, Sam. Pleasure. All right, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. A chance for you to, excuse me, chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. And let's see the hands of those of you. Oh, no, wait a minute, with the four disclaimers. I almost forgot about that. See, did someone actually end up getting that? Oh, could you come down here, dear, if you would, please? Before we can actually get to the quiz, legally, I'm enjoined from doing it. I can't do it anymore. No, we have to tell who can and cannot participate. That's your job, and you are?
Amy. Thank you. All questions used on the What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, does alternate parking apply to drones? Do you write these?
Yeah. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its members, stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hold on. Thank you very much. Okay. Now we see. If you want to play the quiz, here's your chance to do it. Simply indicate by some sort of a gesture or raising an arm or some digit. Good. That's good. That'll end that. Yes, come on down here to the aisle here. Let's see if you, in fact, qualify for our high standards we have on this quiz, as you know. Very high standards in this quiz. Not like some quiz shows.
Okay.
How are you?
Good.
And you are?
Nicole,
how are you?
Sorry. That's okay. Good.
Yeah, and are you from around here, Nicole?
Or? Yep. I'm originally from Pewaukee.
Pewaukee. Yeah. We always applaud Pewaukee. It doesn't come up that often, but we like to applaud it. Great. Nicole, give me one good reason why you should play this quiz.
Because my dad made me listen to your show all the time, okay. And now I love it.
Enough already. Get up there. Same old complaint. Have a seat there, Nicole. So this is payback time, huh?
Yes. Yeah. And I brought my son.
You did?
Yeah.
Excellent. What's his name?
Brayden.
Hey, how you doing? Your mom's up here. Did you notice? He's doing something. He's got a phone or something there?
I know. Yeah, I don't know what he's... Yeah. He's taking pictures.
Oh, okay, cool. Nicole, so when you were, like, going to soccer practice...
Anywhere.
Or
yes. Yeah.
Anywhere, but only for 2 hours in that 2 hours.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
So you were safe the rest of the week.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy it with all your little friends?
Not at the time. I do now. I'm glad now, but not at the time.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste.
Yes.
Oh, he's taking pictures. Did you get it? Okay.
You got it? Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. So it grows on you.
Yes.
After a while. But mm-hmm. There was a lot of resentment in the beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, do you make your son...
Yeah, but I was.
Listen.
He's always got his nose in an iPod, so I don't think he's paying attention.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like that when.
No, you didn't have any diversion from it.
I had no DS, no Nook, no.
Yeah.
No iPod.
Yeah. What's a DS?
A Nintendo DS?
Oh,
Nintendo?
Yeah, no.
Nintendo we have.
To me, it means divine savior. I was from Milwaukee. That's a DS. It's a DS girl. Oh, okay. As opposed to the HA, the Holy Angels, you know. Either one would do, in a pinch.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So, yeah, what are you doing these days?
I do payroll.
Payroll is
good.
Yeah. Bring any with you, any chance?
Yeah. Fortunately, you know, it's all direct deposit. You don't know actual cash anymore.
Isn't that something?
It's good.
It's for a large corporation?
You can wash it and it's still good. Certco in Madison.
You can wash it and it's still good.
You know, if you wash your check, it used to be we have to replace a check if somebody washes it.
Oh.
You can wash your direct deposit.
Oh, so. I thought you meant like money laundering.
You still get the money. No.
God, that would have been something.
No,
For a large corporate.
Yep, so I work for Certco. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do groceries. If you've been to Woodman's.
Oh, so that you do all their payroll for all the Woodman's?
No, just the people who pick the groceries for Woodman's and buy the groceries.
Oh.
We're huge warehouse on Verona
Road. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have to go to work to do that, or can you do that from home?
Yes. No, not really.
You would think in this day and age you could do it from home pretty
easy.
I
know, right? Is my boss listening?
I know, right?
Yeah, we could totally do this from home.
Now, when you like to relax and kick back and stuff, you have recreational things you do. What do you?
Yeah, so I like to read, and I'm taking a photography course. I like do photography and
excellent.
Scrapbook.
Yeah. No, any dancing or anything like that? Or?
My kids dance. Brayden's in hip hop, and then my daughter
really?
Olivia is in ballet.
Let's see you break a bust a move for me. Bust a move for me. No, okay. A lot of pressure.
Forget it.
I'm sorry I even put you on the spot like that. Do you bust the occasional move yourself?
Oh, we dance all the time.
Yeah?
All the time, in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's our dance floor.
That's really cool.
Cool.
All right, Nicole, you know how this quiz works?
Mm-hmm.
If in fact it does?
Yeah.
Okay, so out there calls in. You tell.
Yeah, well, if people want to play the quiz, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and then you ask them a qualifying question.
Huh? Okay. Here's a question. Among the dateable, the males who are dateable age, like you guys, right? okay? Good luck with that, too. What is the first thing they look at in a female? So, or look for, I'm saying. That's... I mix those up all the time. For, at, depending on what language you're speaking, they're almost the same word.
Are you saying look metaphorically or actually look?
Metaphorically. No, I mean actually, you know, okay. Actually look for in a female. First thing, among young people who are still dating, not old guys who are, you know but first thing they look for. Let's go to the, and that's clear, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And Nancy's on the line from Wakarusa.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Where is Wakarusa, Nancy, in Kansas?
Just a couple miles south of Topeka, the state capital.
Oh. And what is Wakarusa famous for something?
Not yet.
This could be a turning point then, I think. Right?
I was going to say, you could be the answer, Michael.
Yeah, it could be it. How are you this morning, Nancy?
Terrific.
Are you busy, or what's going on there?
Getting ready to cheer on the Wichita State University Shockers later today.
Yeah, of course.
They play in the men's tournament.
Yeah, that's very exciting, isn't it?
And other than that, burned a little prairie grass in the last couple of days. My husband likes fire. Uh-huh. And the prairie grass here.
Now, when you say prairie grass, Nancy. This prairie grass
the tall grasses that are found on the Kansas prairie.
Oh, can you just go out there and burn it if you feel like it? And can, I mean, they allow open fires of prairie grass?
Absolutely, especially in the prairies here in Kansas.
Yeah, so they expect them to burn in anyway, so.
That's right, and they regenerate, and in a couple of days there'll be green sprouts and... It's really a fabulous time of the year to be in Kansas.
Yeah, really, go out there and burn some prairie. Let me ask you this, Nancy. What is the first thing a young man looks for, or at, as the case may be, in a young lady he's thinking of dating, or on a date, or looking at, just looking at?
What's the first thing?
What would they look at first in the opposite sex? First thing that they...
The first thing they look at in the opposite sex.
You know, is it their teeth, their grammar, their clothes, their hair, their tattoos?
I guess it's hair. That's on the face.
Let me put it this way. If they weren't looking at the hair first, what is the first thing that they would look at? You know, a young man looking at a young woman and, you know, just meeting, whatever.
They're both
pretty drunk.
They're both pretty drunk.
Yeah, no, not really. And the what do they look for, you know, in that individual? Hair, yes. I see the hair.
Is this family radio?
Yeah, no. I mean, yes. You know. Hair and you know, in the facial area.
In the face, I would guess they would probably look at their smile.
Their smile, their teeth.
Their teeth.
Even.
Their even teeth because
their teeth,
you want them.
Yes.
Not to be missing.
Plus, you can tell how old they are if you examine their.
Yeah.
That's right.
Teeth.
That's right. All right. Okay, that was easy. I don't know. I just wanted you to win, Nancy. I don't know. That's why.
Thank you, Michael. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nancy.
Yeah, oh, good. You two met already.
It's the in and in combo.
Yeah. Huh? You guys ready to go? You know how this works, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. And you know how it works, mm-hmm. Nicole, and because you had to listen to it all those years.
Yes.
And let's see if we can make some of that back for you right here now. What are those categories then?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
It's so weird having you way over there.
I know. You
I
seem
don't
so
like
far
it.
Away. I know.
You seem distant.
It's true. Remote.
Okay, Nancy, what would you like first? One of those categories.
Current events.
Current events right out of the news. Pork butt. They're renaming Pork Butt. Honest to God.
That took long enough.
It never was a butt to begin with. Isn't that? That's ironic, isn't it? Pork Butt is not a butt. Did you know that? How many of you knew? Applaud if you knew Pork Butt was not a... Okay. Because I just discovered it in researching this question. Pork Butt will now be called something else. I'll give you multiple choice because this is a little bit tough if you didn't hear about this. Pork Butt will now be called Boston Roast, Philadelphia Roast, or Jersey Shoulder.
I'm a vegetarian.
That doesn't matter.
I'm thinking the first one, Nancy. Boston.
We cannot exempt you from this question.
Yes, I think Boston, that sounds familiar.
That sounds
Boston,
the
yes,
best.
Boston
yeah.
Roast. All right. Is that a pork butt or is that a Boston roast?
That's one right and zero wrong.
Any more for a Boston roast than you would for a pork butt, I bet you. And then, okay.
And the categories remaining are people, yeah. Places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay.
I'm going to say things you should have learned in school.
You're going to? Okay, go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah. Things you should have learned in
okay.
school.
Okay. Things you learned in school. Neutrinos. You know, neutrinos, those neutral, weakly, elementary, subatomic particles. You studying that yet in science?
Yep.
Yeah. Neutrinos? Have you studied neutrinos yet in science? You still have, after mixtures, it's neutrinos. Come in how many flavors? Now, neutrinos have what they call flavors. I want to know how many flavors. You probably would learn this in school now, I would think. Flavors of neutrinos. Just need a number here. From 1 to 3.
Is it like primary colors, like 3? Three.
She says
flavors.
there's 3 flavors of neutrino, Nancy. You want to weigh in on that?
What do you think they'd be, Nicole? What? Are you talking like...
They're saying 2. Vanilla? People have smartphones and they're saying 2. I was thinking 3.
They're just on the phone and they're talking
about
something.
Well, maybe
they're
just on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about I don't
something.
Know. I thought 3 off the bat.
Nancy?
I think maybe only 1 has been discovered so far.
Let's just go with 3. Yeah.
She feels pretty strongly about this, Nancy. Nicole
okay.
does.
Okay, you're there, Nicole. I'm not. Let's
and
go
she's
with
in
three.
She's in payroll, so I wouldn't mess with her.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
$5. Go for it.
3. Yes, 3. 3 flavors. Muon, Electron, and Tau, if anyone asks you. Okay. Very
that's
good.
2 right and 0 wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And the categories remaining are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.
Back to you, Nancy.
People.
People, it is. All right, the percentage of people who would breathe a sigh of relief knowing their kids' teachers were armed. Is it 24%, 39%, or 99.9%?
999. What?
I yes. hope it's...
These are the percentage of people who would actually feel relieved knowing that their kids had teachers with guns. Was it 24%, 39%, or 99%?
It has to be the lowest, please.
24? Oh. Nancy? Hey,
can I ask who you polled?
I didn't poll anyone. This was a result. Somebody said, you know, went around and polled. Scientific.
So you don't know if it was 10 people or 100 people or...
No.
People.
No.
I would hope to shout it's the lowest number, too, Nicole.
Okay, so yeah. The 24%?
Yep.
Okay, 24%. You won the quiz. Holy cow. Oh, my God. However, we are at a juncture here, aren't we?
We are.
Sarah Nix?
Yep. They could lay it all on the line.
Yeah.
Answer one more question right and win the mother lib. It's all possible. Right here, right now.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Now you could quit here and have some pretty darn good prizes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you go
but
for
you
the
gave
big
them
one,
all to the Morales.
That was only the wine.
That's all the wine. We have a lot of other junk. That's worthless junk. Wine's the only good stuff, yeah. You're right though. Yeah. You get some chocolate bars or something like that. We go with one.
All right, Nancy, what do you think?
Want to go on? You have to get one. This next question right, you win everything, get it wrong, you lose everything.
You've got to go for the whole kielbasa.
Okay, I'll go with you. Okay.
All right, kielbasa time. What's left there, Sarah Nix?
The categories remaining are places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Odds and ends.
Odds and ends could
yeah,
be anything.
I know.
Yeah.
scared. Maybe science.
Science could be anything scientific.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Let me see.
Places. They're saying place. Everybody says places.
Places? Well, places. Could be anywhere. All right.
I've been lots of places, Nicole.
Okay, let's go with places.
All right, well, here's the setup on this one now. They ask people where the best place to find a partner is, or a loved one, or a night out, where they would go. In other words, to meet someone, okay? And they in a certain number of states, it's the Walmart.
Oh, my gosh.
The number one place to go.
That's
to.
That's where the 24% like the guns in school.
It's the same people. It's the same people, yes. They're buying firearms there at the Walmart. That's a very good point. Thank you for raising that. The place to find love is Walmart in how many states? 10, 15, or 24? 24 again, states in the union. So we want to know. In Wisconsin, I will tell you the answer is tavern.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to ask it. They put down that, you know, Wisconsin will be a tavern. In the east, it's on the commuter route, you know, on the trains and on the subways and stuff. But it's Walmart in 10, 15, or 24 states.
I think it has to be the low one again.
Or 15
or
24.
What do you think, Nancy? Or 15 or 24. 24 was good for us last time.
24 seems high, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think
go in the middle.
It's a lot. It's like almost half the states if there's still 48.
Yeah. Maybe about 15, about a third of the states.
I think you're right, Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How does the math work out on that? Where's our math person? Oh, she's asleep. Okay. wake up, dear. This is fun. You're going to remember this. Years from now, you'll actually. I don't remember it. You're saying 15? Yes, yeah. 15 states. Walmart is the place to go.
Nicole, you and a guest will be heading west to the center of the Driftless region of southeastern Minnesota for a one-night stay at the Hillcrest Hideaway Bed and Breakfast in beautiful Lanesboro, the bed and breakfast capital of Minnesota, and then ponder the myths of happiness, what should make you happy but doesn't, what shouldn't make you happy but does, a book by Sonia Liborski from Penguin Press. Move on to Chad Kultgen's The Average American Marriage, a novel from Harper Perennial. Consider Jeffrey Frank's Ike and Dick, Portrait of a Strange Political Marriage from Simon & Schuster. And if all else fails, there's Simon Baron Cohen's The Science of Evil, on empathy and the origins of cruelty from Basic Books. Nancy, jumpstart you.
Wow. And that's for winning.
Nancy, you get to jumpstart your day with Steep & Brew, with their most robust breakfast blend, and glide through your afternoon relaxing with the rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrasu, precision roasted in Madison by Steep & Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. Then sport a Support Your Local Brewery t-shirt from Flat Branch Pub & Brewing in Columbia, Missouri. Put on your dancing shoes and cut a rug with the likes of Red Lips and Red Wine, Corn Palace Polka, and Milwaukee Waltz on the CD Live, The Way It Was Meant to Be by Vern and Steve Meisner. And get the stories behind The Real Marco Polo, B.F. Skinner, and more in the What Do You Know? In What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Okay, pretty good there. Thanks, Nicole, dear.
Thank you
so much. Nancy, hang on for just a minute more. We'll get the vitals from you. Thanks, dear.
What do you know? We'll be at the lovely Viterbo Center in La Crosse, Wisconsin on June 8th. Tickets for this show are available by calling 608-796-3100. Tickets are still available for our upcoming April shows at Winona Terrace in Madison. Guests include Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Sarah Lyle, and Ben Sidran. For ticket information, click over to notmuch.com or call 608-262-2201. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI Public Radio International. Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we're armed and teacherous. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who wonders if hall monitors will get guns too, it's Michael Feldman.
Thank you.
I forgot, that's just when that light goes on. So how are you then? Pretty good? Yeah. On a good day, everything? Got what are we got plans for tonight? What's going on tonight? Saturday night? You guys do anything? I can't remember what I used to do something on Saturday night. What was it? Oh no, bathe. Go Walmart. Walmart or the tavern? What choices have you got, really, you know? In fact, do they have taverns in Walmarts anywhere? That'd be really cover all bases. Maybe a chapel. Get married. Okay. Well, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Therefore, that he's going to do it from here, so don't worry about that. Okay? Okay. Yeah, so much easier. Thank you for that, though. Tom Blaine, ladies and gentlemen. He set up all these guys, musicians and stuff. He's a hero in my book. And people send letters, too. Look, I got actual letters. When's the last time you got a letter with a stamp on it? It comes through the mail, and a very nice person hands it to you at the door. What is this, though? Oh, this is from someone who says, loved your show when I lived in Memphis. Can't find it in Salt Lake City. Thought you might use this, though. Judith. Okay, this is from the Salt Lake City street paper. And it says, upon entering the upbeat contemporary style deli, I sadly was told most everything was sold out due to the large turnout. And, of course, that is Feldman's Deli in Salt Lake City. So at least there is a Feldman in Salt Lake City. It's just not this one. So that's very nice. And they have matzo balls there. Are they a big seller in Salt Lake City, matzo balls? I'd be surprised. Possibly. They're universal. Every culture has a matzah ball-like substance that is consumed. I think, right? Like Polish, what do Polish people have that's like a matzah ball? What? Hockey puck? The hockey puck, the Polish people have hockey pucks. Pierogies, yes. Well, they're more of a stuffed thing, though, right? We're talking about a soup thing. They have potato, like a potato dumpling.
Gnocchi. Italian?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. More ideas. Come on. Throw them out of me. Throw them out of me. Ethnic cuisine. Come on. Throw them out. Oh, Clyde, you're still there. Clyde is still here, ladies and gentlemen. Clyde Stubblefield, in case you're wondering what that was. The funky drummer. Now just sit there. Take his sticks away from him. Here's another thing like that. A letter. Actual letter came. I love getting letters. It's from the Allergy Disease Center, Allergy Disease and Asthma Center, and it's a friendly 2013 remainders. I guess they meant reminders. Maybe they meant remainders. This is all left over from the so far. It says here, notify nurse if you are or become pregnant during allergy injection. I sure would. That'd be the... Say, listen, I don't know how this happened. So that's quite an allergy injection there. Made that up myself, that allergy injection in back there, and seems to work wonders. Dear Michael, after Christmas passed, in a clearance bin, I picked up an electronic air guitar made by Totes Elements, a Tandy brand, under license of Isotoner. Wow, business these days. You know, you never know. Isotoner owns air guitars now. Is that weird? That's really weird. While for $5 the instrument is a cute novelty, it is included instructions that are priceless. Enclosed is an exact, unretouched, or edited copy of these instructions. Read it word for word. Okay. I will. And you'll soon see what I mean. To be fair, I called Totes, and the female representative who answered was with a very thick Georgia accent. I resent that. Just want you to know, everybody in Georgia, I resent that. At first, could see nothing wrong with the instructions till she kept reading and alerted her supervisor. Imagine how many were sold this way. Thank you and enjoy. Lenny Anconi, looks like, in Center Reach, either New York or Nevada. Okay, I got to read this word. No, I'm not reading this word for word. What is the funny part here? Air guitar operation specifications. Products contain small parts. Please do not put in the mouth. Swallowing may cause suffocation. Okay, that's really good. Okay. Little air guitar thing there. The thing about getting letters is you don't open them beforehand. And then someone sent me a police report. These are always good. And this is actually from the Waukesha Police Department. From reports from the Waukesha Police Department, so it's local. A caller near Hinman and Harvey Avenues reported around 8 p.m. January 20th a vehicle in the area that has the gas nozzle hanging out of the gas tank. Apparently a woman drove out of the speedway on South Grand with the gasoline nozzle still in the vehicle. She then put the nozzle in the back seat because she had to get home for a bowel movement. Well, it's Waukesha, come on. The nozzle was returned to Speedway. Okay. That's pretty good for a police report. Here's a short memo. Let's just do a short memo because there's not much time anymore. Here's a very short memo. It reads as follows to all. Bacon in the break room. Hi, everyone. There is some leftover bacon from our meeting in the break room right next to the orange cake. Thank you very much for that memo. And where can they send these memos and other communications?
They can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and find a way to post it there.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward.
I could have done that better, I suppose. Okay. Are you guys doing pretty good there?
Yeah.
We have a special moment here now. Mr. Arnold, Mike, would you mind coming up here? There's a little performance piece. We don't usually do them. We don't usually perform, period, you know. Hello,
yes.
Michael Arnold.
Hello.
He's
Michael
actually,
Feldman.
He's one of our, what is your job title?
I don't know.
Are you CEO, COO?
No.
So you got a haircut too.
Associate director.
Associate director of what?
Of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, yeah. I knew you looked familiar. Okay. However, now, we're doing this is a performance piece. I wrote this, or I didn't, depending on if you like it or not. And it's based on this whole thing about arming teachers. Now, I'm a former teacher, so naturally I think about teachers with guns. I think about everybody I taught with and imagining them with having weapons, you know, having guns in school. So that's let's just set this up here. It starts as follows. A report on school safety funded by the National Rifle Association recommends properly trained armed teachers to provide an important layer of security in schools. So the scene we have here now is a faculty meeting at Southwest Area Tech High School, or SWAT. Vice Principal Dan Muller presiding.
Okay, I'll try to keep this brief. Most of you I know have drum and bugle commitments, so we'll get started with this. Going pretty well as far as the Armed and Teacherist Initiative is concerned. Not unexpectedly, there continues to be an uneven distribution of armament, by department. None at all, really, in the English department. With one exception, that's the heirloom flintlock brought in by Mr. Gladstone. Thanks for that, Will. We really appreciate that, although it is welded and thus more of a visual deterrent. But that remains a pretty impressive barrel to stare down. So thanks, Will. Social studies and industrial arts are, if anything, armed somewhat over the teeth. IA, industrial arts in part due to some pretty creative use of metal lays from the intro to ballistics kids. By the way, should anybody ask, IB is open only by invitation to those seniors passing both the counselor's background check and the NRA Youth Handling Safety and Reloads course. So, social studies, meanwhile, is pretty much populated by deer hunters, which is sort of accounts for the pervasive smell of deer urine on the second floor west, from their equipment, not so much from Hank and Jerry themselves, so don't worry about that. The science department's unabashed love for tasers and exotic explosives, while the best example of what applied science should be, can be somewhat problematic in an academic setting, so if falling into the wrong hands. And I mean the math departments. Just kidding. They're great with plotting trajectories. So, as requested by a number of you, I spoke with both Bill and Ed, who have agreed to stop sticking the 22, Bill, and the over and under, Ed, in with their mops and brooms on their carts. We'll relegate those to the back of the furnace room until they're needed. On the lighter side, Miss Hotchkiss from Home Ec has a neat piece in this week's bulletin on finding the right little sidearm for gals who may have never handled one before, along with some ideas for cute little and oh-so-feminine crocheted holsters, which she adds, you gentlemen can use as well and just call them a messenger bag. So, one too many accidental discharges in the faculty lounge. Enough said, Mr. Kosciuszko. Frank, your quick draw reputation was never in doubt. So just rest assured you have nothing further to prove. Really. All right, let's leave those safeties on, people. To clarify, again, food service personnel are not to pack anything but lunches. Hey, the food is weapon enough. Just kidding. But it is. It is. For their part, they would appreciate, I'm sure, fewer jokes about serving spoons serving as shivs and cauldrons of boiling oil readied on the parapets, et cetera, in case of an event. Our thanks go out to food service, though, since an armed staff teaches on its belly. Finally, just to refresh, in the event of a security event, you will be alerted over the PA by the phrase, third hour will be shortened today only, while fourth hour will follow fifth hour for an all-school pep rally. You need to hear all those words in that sequence before assuming your pre-assigned positions. And I don't mean the couch in the faculty lounge, Herb. Okay, well, that's all she wrote. Let's be careful out there, people.
Brilliant. You were brilliant. I loved it. Mike Arnold.
Mike Arnold was Vice Principal Dan Muller. That was really good, man. Yeah, no, you sold that. That was better than it was. You made it better than it was. It was okay, but that made it really good. Excelente. Okay. Hey, gentlemen. Think about all the teachers you had in school.
Oh, yeah.
And imagine if each of them had a weapon besides their notable skills as faculty.
Yeah.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Scary. Yeah, I think the industrial arts teachers would be.
Oh, the shop guys.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They have like double holsters.
Oh my God. God. Okay. Anyhow.
I think Mike has a future in radio.
He was good, huh? Yeah. Oh, very good. Mike Arnold, once again. Take a bow, Mike. Take your bow. Oh, he's just bowing in his seat. Isn't that cute? Okay. All right. Okay. You're working on a tune right here as we speak, right?
Right as we speak.
What was that you were just doing there? Is that the downbeat?
Maybe.
What they call downbeat?
Yeah. I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah. What's this little tune there? Is there a story behind it or not?
There is a story.
Can you make one up if there isn't?
Well, yeah, it's about an epic journey through time.
Oh.
No, not really.
Thank you.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
All right. Give me that thing. You're not using it anymore, are you? So somebody came up to you in the donut room and said what?
Well, they ask me questions like, when is your birthday? Or they tell me when your birthday is, and I know it's not the right date. Yes, yours, for example. But they ask me millions of other things. They say... that, but they say, you know, I used to race motocross with Michael in the 90s, and I'm like, really? So there's so many things I didn't know about you, or some things I think aren't accurate. I think there's some misnomers out there. Okay, for example, someone said you were raised in Milwaukee. Is that true? Okay, good. Someone said you're a ninja. Is that, that's true also? Okay. Right. Were you a founder of the Black Panthers? Okay. There's so many. Okay. Were you on a hockey team with Bob Dylan? Is that true?
That's not quite true.
Not, okay. Well, that stands to reason.
A different Zimmerman.
Okay. Were you ever in Cub Scouts with Menachem Begin?
That's our bass player, Jeff. That's why we don't give him a mic.
None of that's true.
Yeah. Michael, of course you know what a Midwestern toupee is, eh? I'm wearing mine presently. Midwestern toupee. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay, it's just your cap, huh? Okay. Good one. Okay. Kim Atkins from Green Bay asks, can you talk my son out of quitting band? Where's Kim? Where's the sign? You're the sign? That's the one there? Okay, you know, the guy's in the band here.
Well, I was never in band, but from what I've heard of the band here at the UW, you definitely want to stay in band.
Is that the UW?
No.
No, where is he at?
High school.
Oh, high school, okay. This is the young gentleman here?
But it gets better.
Stand up. Stand up, kid. Get out of your seat. Hike those pants up while you're at it. How are you?
Pretty good.
And you're?
Jesse Atkins.
What do you play, Jess?
I play tuba.
You know, the thing of it is, if you're a tuba player, you can always work. You know, there's always a polka band. There's always a marching band. You can always work. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Very useful in that regard. The guys in the band, give us some advice why you should stay with the tuba. Stay with them.
Well, I...
Seems like it's taking a while.
I'd say get out of the band as quickly as possible.
All right, thanks. That was helpful. We did that. Okay, sorry about that. I'm sorry. Get out of the band as quickly as possible. Maybe something lighter. Can you play something lighter? Harmonica is nice. Can always carry it with you. Always get up during a blues band and go up on stage and try and annoy people with it. Oh well. Okay. Well, are you quitting now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing in lieu of that time commitment?
Study hall.
Well, sweet. It's important to stay with study hall because that can take you places.
Right track.
Walmart. Yes. Thank you very much. Study hall is the Walmart of high school, as you know. Did you have an abusive physical education coach in school, a la Rutgers men's basketball coach? They all were.
What about that swimming thing?
They all were. And plus, okay, the gymnasium. You know, we're Milwaukee, German, you know, the German gymnasium, which required that males swim naked during adolescence in their school pool, in their crappy little pool. You can't even, there's like 4 feet of water in it. So if you're lucky, it covered some of the problem. So I never learned a backstroke in swimming. And I failed all my Red Cross tests as a result. So that, I think that's abuse, don't you? I think so. Never understood that. The girls got to wear suits. Boys, no. Not the gymnasium. Not in the gymnasium. What is the appropriate thing to say to your best friend who is getting married for the third time? Like, oh, no. Not again? No, that's not appropriate. Where is Kelly Taylor? Oh, hi. Can I get you to stand up here just so you can see I'm not making both voices up?
Yes, no problem.
Okay, all right.
Good. Fine, thanks, yes.
A close friend?
Yes, my best friend growing up, and actually also my third cousin, and I kind of hope she's not listening. But.
No. No, probably not. Doesn't fit our demographic.
Well...
What was your reaction? What did you say?
Well, of course, congratulations, and they're very happy together. Oh, we're up here from Kansas City for the wedding tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah, we left our kids at home with Grandma and Grandpa, so...
Any re-gifting going on here?
I'm thinking as much, I felt like congratulations at first just didn't seem that...
Not even enough. It's not really
appropriate.
Enough.
You know, third time's a charm, which was suggested. Yeah. Good luck with that.
At least you went down swinging or something. Always Walmart. Yeah, we can work on some other stuff. Well, wish them well.
Yes, I will.
Because I think if they have the courage to do it a third time, that bodes well for the process. Samuel? This is Samuel, right? Did you really ask this? This is a question. Samuel Grayson, second grade, Menominee Falls. Where can you get a used high-voltage transformer like the electric company has? Samuel! What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. I want to make something out of it.
Like an electric chair or something? What are you
gonna... Maybe. I don't know.
Be nice to him because this kid is... Well, it's mixtures now, but pretty soon it's... Mixtures and electricity don't go well together. I don't think that's... Very interesting. Have you found one yet?
Only for like $20,000.
Well, save your pennies. You'll have your transformer before long, and I'm sure we'll read about it. Okay, how do I get to Costco from here? Okay. Ron Delagardel from Yeah, oh, it's you. That figures. Why did I even bother if I would have known it was you?
Yep. Change my mind. I might want to go Walmart.
Now that you're hurt, it's going on there. You really want the directions to Costco?
Sure.
Someone get him there. I'm lousy at giving directions. Costco. What's from here? Where do they go? It's the Morrell group here. So if you're heading to Costco's right now, you might want to turn around and just. Anyone know how to get to Costco's? It's out there on. 151. Yeah, if you're in Sun Prairie, you've gone too far. So stop before you get to Sun Prairie, and there it is. Okay. Have fun, you guys. Why don't cartoon animals wear pants, but they do shirts? That always bothered me, too. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? It's true. You would think. Wouldn't you? Anyone have an answer? I have no idea. There's a convention that... What?
It's probably the same thing as your gymnasium thing.
Yeah, it's like the gymnasium. It's a German ideal German cartoon characters. Must not wear pants.
They have to keep up with the trend.
Yeah, it's a very nice trend. Plus, they wear gloves and no pants. You know, like, well, Mickey wore little shorts. Okay, will we have enough time after the show to get ready for the wedding, or do we look smoking hot as it is? Is someone here actually getting married? Wasn't yours? But maybe they're getting ready because they weren't smoking enough. Well, I bet they're smoking now. Are you getting married?
No.
Oh. You're going to a wedding?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're smoking. Really? You're fine like that. Look good. Do you know what a group of warthogs is called? We're here because we didn't know the answer and won these tickets rather than money at trivia. Well, then the hell with your question. I don't care what you call a group of damn warthogs. Other than get those warthogs out of here. My husband wants to know if you have anyone from the Electricians Guild helping you set up. Barbara Crapster pregnant. That can't be right. Merrill, Wisconsin. What is your name?
Crapster
Prejean. Oh! Crapster Prejean. Is that correct? Okay. Okay. It's nice that you kept them both. Prejean is very nice. Okay, fine. No, are you an electrician? Okay. Then we're even. And Newt Rockne is here. I just want to say Newt Rockne, who is the postal... that's you. Of course that's you. I've been looking at you all this time. Newt Rockne. It's his actual name, because I checked it. We did a show on the farm not too long ago. And Newt Rockne was there. Our postal carrier, ladies and gentlemen. Newt Rockne. The original...
This is my second number on the bucket list that really? I come here and got to talk to you.
What's number one then?
When I was out there and on the show.
Oh.
That was number one. This is number two.
Well, what's number three then? What are you going to do for me?
I haven't got that far yet.
Yeah. You want me like...
A few more years to live.
Well, yeah, I know. Plenty of time. But bungee jumping? What do you
No.
Jumping out of a plane or something?
I don't like height, as you can tell.
You don't like height? You like... Could you do something with girth?
Yeah, I got a little girth there, yeah. Little Ludafisk and left.
Oh, we can roll down hills together, you and me.
Little Ludafisk and left.
Are you still delivering the...
No, I'm retired now.
Oh, you did.
I'm delivering parts now.
Which parts? Auto your parts are here. Okay.
Auto parts.
Auto parts.
And Stoughton.
Stoughton? You're stolen?
Stoughton.
Oh, that's you're delivering stolen auto parts.
That's right. Stolen auto parts. Yeah, that could be...
That's good. So you're still driving around?
I'm still driving around, yeah. I'm trying to do that.
That's cool.
Living in Utica. And anybody else or Utica, yes?
Yeah, Utica.
You know,
York, isn't it?
No, you don't know where it is. I know that.
Yeah, Utica. Been there.
Yeah.
Where? No. Where, Utica?
Yeah.
It's up there by...
Cambridge.
Cambridge. It's out there by Cambridge. Not that far.
Take 150.
Stoughton, yeah. Well, then you know where the Costco is, don't you?
Never been there.
These guys, they're going to be wandering around there. You'll see them on 151 just on the shoulder. A bunch of people in black shirts.
I can send them to Walmart.
Walmart? No, they don't want Walmart. They want Costco.
They want Costco. No, I don't know.
Not looking to date. They're already...
Oh, they are.
Well, great to see you again.
Hey, glad to see you, Mike.
You're my man.
I appreciate it.
I love you.
All right.
I love my new rocket. It's a guy you love. You meet him once and you'll love him. You get that from people, don't you?
Can I say hello to a bunch of guys that are out there? They're doing a trivia show in Sauk City.
Oh, sure.
They're called the Scowl. They said to say hello.
Okay.
They have heard every replay that I've been on.
Okay. And there's been many.
There's been many replays.
You'll hear this one a few times,
okay,
too.
Okay, thank you.
Newt Rockne from the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Notre Dame. Okay. You guys in the right place here? You look like you're for some graduate course or something.
Yeah, we're all siblings. It's a little early.
Really? Yeah. Does that mean you're related one to the other?
Yeah, we are. We
one family unit?
Yes.
Yeah. It's nice. You get along well together. No one is punching it. Anyone?
It's been tame so far. Yeah. So.
Which family unit are you?
A brother.
No, but I mean, is there a name to your family group or cluster? Or
Bennett.
The Bennetts?
Yeah.
Are you from around here?
From Grafton.
Grafton?
Yeah.
Near Milwaukee.
It's okay.
Yep. And what are you doing now then?
I graduated in December, so I'm in student retirement right now.
Student retirement? Yeah, that's good. And you're in?
I'm a student.
You're a student?
I work in a nonprofit, so I'm about as good off as a student.
Yeah. What is it with nonprofits? Why would you do anything that's a nonprofit? You know, at least make a little something.
You can sleep at the end of the night.
Okay. And you are? Your name?
Peter.
Mark.
Eileen.
The Bennetts. She's retired, but she'll come out of that. We're going to play the quiz, because that's sort of what we do here. It's a quiz show, ostensibly. I love the word ostensibly. I can't use it enough. And so let's see the hands of those of you who saw what happened the first time and think, that couldn't happen again, and want to try your hand at it. Okay. There's a gentleman way in back there now. I like the guys in back because they expect not to get called on. You know? Come on over here. Guy in back. Now there'll be guy on side. Guy in back on side. You're off sides. Guy in back. Let's go over here so people know what we're talking about. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. And you are?
Bill.
You're Bill. And did you just go by one name or?
No, my last name is Nahabedian.
Bill Nahabedian.
Right.
What do you do these days, Bill?
I'm a systems analyst.
Which systems do you analyze? Any?
Any one you got.
If I brought you a system, you would analyze it?
Probably.
Give me one good reason, Bill, you should play this quiz.
I really want to sit on those Howard Johnson surplus benches you got over there.
You got it. Come on, Bill. You're going to love it. Sit on the duct tape. They are surplus. And they are Howard Johnson. Excuse me, sorry, next. Okay. Have a seat there, Bill. Make yourself at home. Chop the duct tape. It's kind of curling up after much use. That was nice, huh? Hard to find this Naga hide now.
Very nice. Authentic.
From a Naga, yeah. It's from an actual Naga. Many years, we had those there. And so systems, how do you get in there? It's a good line of work because there's a lot of systems.
Yeah, I'm with a travel information company down in Texas.
Oh, you are.
I actually work from home.
You do? See, that's perfect. Yeah. Where is home?
Just past the Middleton Costco.
Can you do me a favor? Could you lead these guys out there? Because I know
they're
not.
Just follow us. Just follow us home.
It could be tragic with all these people all over the highway, 51. I mean, that's 151, right? It's a mess out there. Okay, so you do it for your. How did you get the job in Texas?
Oh, I was actually there living. That's where I met my first wife, Fran, out there.
Your first wife was there?
Yeah.
Is the second wife here as well? And the
no.
Third?
No. She's the one and only.
Oh, okay, okay. I used to do that with my first wife. I introduced her as my first wife, but now she is my first wife. That's ironic, I guess. Okay, none. Okay. So you were living in Texas.
Yep.
Whereabouts?
In Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you got a job down there, and they let you phone it in.
Yeah, pretty much.
From near Costco's on 151. Yeah. That is so cool.
Yep.
So, and then what do you do then when you, like, typically, your day? You get up?
Read emails, answer emails.
Okay.
And analyze systems.
Now, the problem I'm having with this is I don't actually know what that means.
Okay.
When you analyze, what do you do? Like,
well, the business sales or marketing people would come with a new business opportunity, and I have to decide how
business
to...
Business opportunity?
Yes, in air quotes, opportunity.
Yeah.
And I have to decide how to modify our systems in order to handle that.
What if you think it's a lousy opportunity?
Oh, there's no bad opportunity.
I've had some terrible opportunities. And I took them.
It's not up to me to judge that.
But your systems analyst, I mean, wouldn't that be... I mean, if someone came to you with a ridiculous opportunity, and then
you give them alternatives.
We're going to modify our systems for this piece of, you know, piece of opportunism.
You find a way to come up with an alternative that...
So you could make it good, would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
I try.
Who are these people, though, with these opportunities?
Our sales department, our marketing
department. Okay. So these guys are actually working for you, not just somebody.
Yeah. No. These are all internal.
Gets your number and says, listen, I got a great business opportunity for you.
No.
Shower clogs.
Or shower radios.
Shower radios that are clogs as well. Okay, I'm just thinking out loud here. All right, well, that's great. And, okay, and then... fine then. Yeah, family, two kids, or anything like that?
No, just me and my wife and our two corgis.
Corgis, like the queen has.
Yes.
How are they to raise, corgis? Do they have the uppity?
They're very intense.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
In what regard?
Begging? Very, very territorial.
Yeah.
Our older one loves to loves to pose as the mayor of the street. So anytime anyone's walking by, it's bark, 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 chase.
Queen seems to love them.
She probably has a lot more help.
Yeah. And can you, like with a corgi, if you're traveling, can you actually just grab them and put them in a bag? And
we've tried that.
I know Elizabeth does that, but I don't know if anyone can do that.
They behave well in the back seat most of the time.
Oh, cool. All right, cool. All right, so I'm out there, I'll play along with you. You know how this quiz works, Bill?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're so overqualified for this quiz. It's ridiculous. I know you could make this quiz work, but really, is it worth your time? I don't think so. Someone out there calls in. And Sarah Nix, explain the whole background to this thing.
It's very simple. They pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, mm-hmm. and you ask them a qualifying question. Mm-hmm. And they hopefully answer it correctly.
Okay. I was following you there for a minute there. In terms of the number of people using Twitter, there is one city in America that is Twitter City, the Twitter capital of America, where everyone is tweeting even as we speak right now. But that's why they're not listening. So I want to know, what is Twitter City in America, the Twitter capital of America right now, where everyone is tweeting? That's the question there. Is that a contemporary twist to it? Not fascinating. Okay, I see what you're saying. Matthew's on the phone from Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Matthew.
How are you, sir?
Good, I'm fine. I miss Springfield. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, I came and saw you when you were here at Hammond Hall.
Yeah, it was fun. How are things in Springfield?
They're a little bit windy, but it's okay.
Yeah. You get some flooding down there, too, in the spring?
It's been wet, yeah. It's been real wet this year.
Yeah, okay. Matthew, did you hear the question?
Yes, I did.
Twitter City. Which one is it?
I got to say it's New York or L.A. I'm going to guess New York City.
No. That's
no?
Not it, Matt.
Is it L.A.?
No, you were wrong twice now.
Oh, thank you.
I bet you could name a few more and you'd still be wrong. I'm sorry, though. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
All right, try us again. Dave's on the line from Westerville, Ohio. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you doing, Michael?
Oh, boy, good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, what's up?
Looking for a job.
Yeah, okay. What field are you in?
I'm in IT.
IT?
Information technology.
Oh, I knew what it was. Thanks for that, though. See, you're good at that. You should be good at that. You'll be fine. You'll find something. There's a lot of IT around. And a lot
That's
of SH, too, coming. Anyway, Dave, in terms of tweeting, or Twittering, it should be Twittering. That's what bothers me about the whole thing, you know. What number one Twitter city in America?
I have no idea, so I'm going to guess St. Paul.
No, that's an educated guess. Depending upon where he went to school, I guess it would be in it. But no, that's not it. Sorry. Sorry, Dave.
All right.
All right. Bye. And I am sorry. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Robert's online. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good, good, good. You got? What are you doing tonight? Anything planned?
For tonight? Nah.
Yeah. Walmart?
We're kind of boring.
Kind of boring?
Yeah.
Well, what do you usually do on weekends? You must have something going on.
On weekends? Weekends?
Yeah, this is called the weekend here. Where the weekends, that's the weekend then.
Oh, okay. No, not a whole lot.
Well, you stay home and just,
We do. We usually stay home and maybe rent a movie.
Oh, what are you thinking of renting?
I don't know.
Haven't
Maybe
gotten
Flight?
Which one? What?
I think that's the one with Denzel Washington.
Flight? Oh, yeah. Anyone seen that?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah? Good?
Is it any good?
Rent? It's okay. It's not...
Yeah, no. Think of something else, quick.
Yeah.
Not great.
Not great.
Okay.
Give me a suggestion.
How about Les Miserables?
Oh, that's good. My wife wants to see that one.
Oh, yeah. Then you can do something else tonight. You can go out to Walmart and get some reloads or something.
Oh, yeah.
Robert.
Yes.
I'll tell you it's on the West Coast, okay? This city that's number one Twitter city. It's not Los Angeles because we already eliminated that.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
San Francisco.
San Francisco! Open your pearly gates. Yes. Very good. Everybody tweets. Okay. Very good, Robert in Spartanburg. This is Bill. He's here.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Robert.
Okay. And you're an IT guy, right? Or is that the other guy?
That was the last guy.
Oh, that was the last guy.
That's Bill.
Yeah. What do you do?
I actually work in maintenance.
Maintenance? You're in maintenance? Okay. Like plant maintenance kind of thing?
I put things back together.
You do? Good man. Okay. Two of you are a team right now. Collaborate all your efforts. No competition here. We have various categories. Sarah Nix will tell you what they are.
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Robert, pick the first one. What would you like?
Current events.
Current events right out of the news. The gate to hell has been found. Also known as Pluto's gate. The actual gate to hell, this is, by the way. Was rediscovered after many years looking for it. Was it found in Turkey, Crete, or North Korea?
Oh.
Pluto's gate.
What do you think, Bill?
Gate to hell. Hierapolis.
Korea? What were the other two?
Turkey, Crete, or North Korea? The gate to hell.
What do you think, Bill?
I would guess Turkey.
You would guess Turkey.
Turkey? Okay. Turkey.
Turkey it is. Yes, it's in Turkey.
All right.
The gate to hell, if you're looking for it. And
that's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
Good start.
Good. Yeah, good start. What's left there?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Bill?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay.
If I was paying attention.
Okay, if you're... Yeah. Deep sea creatures glow. For what reason? Is it to attract mates, to repel adversaries, or to hunt and gather, so to see so they can hunt and gather? Deep sea creatures.
I would think to attract mates, Bill.
I was leaning toward the second choice, adversaries.
Repel adversaries?
No, adversaries.
Uh-huh. Probably the same thing, isn't it? In fact, all of them seem to be the same thing to me. You hunt and gather, attract a mate, and repel adversaries. All pretty much day's work for me.
Well, Bill, you were right the first time. Go with that.
We can go with the attract mates.
Attract mates? That's right. In fact, they're all right. It's a trick question.
All right.
For all those reasons. They're very complex, those deep sea creatures.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Good news that time. Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, back to Robert.
Science.
Did the human hand evolve for A, nitpicking, B, combat, or C, gestures? Evolutionarily speaking, in case you were. Human hand did evolve due to a need to pick nits for combat or for gestures?
The evolution, I would think, combat. Oh.
Or is this another one of those trick questions and all three are right?
That could drive you crazy. There lies madness.
For short trip.
You're thinking combat, huh?
Yeah, if it's evolution.
Can you nitpick with anything but your fingers, though?
Well, I don't know about you. My wife can.
Non-figuratively speaking, of course. I don't.
Or pick nits.
I'd like to go with pick nitpicking, if you don't.
Nitpicking.
Well, do you want to win? Always. Mr. Systems Analyst.
Yes.
Let me throw that one at you.
I say nitpicking.
No, but you now listen.
Wait,
Let's not pick nits here.
I think we're getting cued here.
No, but I'm saying sometimes your first reaction is the right one. Not in my case, usually, but in your case, Robert, I think it's entirely fine.
I think we need to go with combat.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Combat it is, then.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So I guess, you need to have something there. This works. I can't do both, though. You can't make a fist and pick nits. See, that's the problem with humankind, in a nutshell. Well, they've won.
They have, in fact, won.
What the hay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could risk it all.
Right?
How did you know I was going to ask that?
Well, you gave me that look.
Okay.
Shall we risk it all?
Lay it out there. Lay it all out.
Right. Sarah. So they've answered three questions right and zero wrong, which means they've won. However,
yes.
They could risk all of these fantastic prizes on one more right answer.
Yeah.
And then they'd get even more fantastic
but
prizes.
But the risk, there's risk.
Yes, they could lose everything.
Lose everything.
Okay. What do you think, Bill?
There it is, gentlemen.
I think
we go for it.
Oh, I agreed.
Okay, going for it.
Okay.
I know, it's silly, but make it feel good. Got to get this right. Everything's riding on it. What's left there, Sarah?
People, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. Bill, back to you, I think.
Places.
Yeah, I think it's Bill's, yeah.
Okay. Horse meat in France. Horse meat sales in France after the recent debacle. That's French, you know. In France, there's horse meat in the lasagna, you know. That's a little upsetting to some people. It's a concept thing, really. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. Anyhow, horse meat sales in France after the recent debacle. Le debacle, as they call it in France. Le debacle. Le debacle. Okay. Did the horse meat sales rise? Did they fall or did they run neck and neck? With the previous years. In France. Hey, Robert, that's really cool. Cool, you knew that, man.
I have no idea.
Did they rise?
You know the French, they always play against type.
That's right.
Whatever that means.
It would rise just...
Type, play against type.
I think it would rise just out of spite.
Yeah, I agree.
So was that the first?
What? I'm sorry. I was just laughing at myself again. I'm surprised I'm not doing. What
was rise the first selection?
Yes. Okay. They rose, fell, or ran neck and neck.
Okay.
What?
I think they fell.
Took his hoof out on me there. You think they fell?
Okay.
Come on,
yeah.
This is France, man.
No, I think it rose.
Rose?
They'd rather eat horse than anything in France.
I think they rose.
Okay. He's very agreeable, isn't he?
I don't know. Yes, that's right, they rose. 15% increase. Holy cow! Sarah, what do they want?
Bill, you want an assortment of Funky Monkey snacks, freeze-dried fruit slices and pieces that are gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free, peanut and tree-nut-free, with no added sugars,
well,
colors,
what is
flavors,
there?
Or
what is there? What do you get then?
In fact, it's fruit that crunches.
Holy cow.
And then treasure a keepsake
of
your
bag,
time.
That's an empty bag, if you ask me.
On the show with a lovely copper What Do You Know logo charm, custom made by Angie Simonson in Bellevue, Nebraska, at Weirdly Wired Jewelry. Experience more weirdness with Ralph and Reggie's Macho Meditations, Daily Thoughts and Inspiration for Real Men from Avon Books. And go on a Buckaroo holiday during an Appalachian spring at El Salon, Mexico, on the CD What Do You Know About Copeland with Common Man liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Robert, read about Buckminster Fuller's 700-volume, 140,000-page Dymaxion chronophile, among other hefty tomes, in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then celebrate lions and tigers and bears, oh my, as well as tarantulas, snakes, and rig-tailed lemurs with a T-shirt from Omaha's Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium. Send a Kissel postcard from the Wisconsin Automotive Museum in Hartford and keep family and friends entertained far into the night with What Do You Know? The Party Game, featuring lively audience members, questions, and contestants, plus the ever-spring-like Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for analyzing our system. Did a great job. Robert, hang on for a second. Make sure you get there. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. What?
Great prizes.
Fantastic. Nice job reading all that, too. You want to do this?
Sure.
Is there time?
You offering me a job? Oh, no, that. No. I don't really think there's time.
There's not time?
I don't think so. Let's hear the boys.
You're
the boss.
Sure?
Are
you
You're the
sure?
boss, man. If you want to talk about Texas,
okay.
We can talk about Texas.
Well, do it next week, though, for sure.
Yeah, okay. You got it.
I got a town of the week that's been holding on for about 3 months now.
Yeah.
What Do You Know will be at the lovely Viterbo Center in La Crosse, Wisconsin on June 8th. Tickets for this show are available by calling 608-796-3100. Tickets are available for our upcoming April shows at Monona Terrace. Guests include Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Sarah Lyle, and Ben Sidran. For ticket information, click over to notmuch.com or call 608-262-2201. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich, producer, with assistance from Michelle Good, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert.
Thank you all for coming.
PRI, Public Radio International.